So the question was asked, if one sees a girl that he thinks makes sense to pursue getting to know,
yes,
and one is in a foreign location, how can one go about doing it? So the question is predicated on what we discussed, that the tzanua way of meeting a girl is through a third party. The halacha says one is not supposed to go directly to a girl. The tzanua way is to have someone else in the middle. So before we discuss this one, I would like to begin by discussing something else and then go over to this question. Today there's a serious problem in the Jewish dating scene. You have a lot of people in all crowds. You have a lot of people that are not getting dates, are not going out, and it's a problem. People are getting older by the year. You have a lot of people who just don't get married. And a big part of the problem is the fact that there isn't enough, there aren't enough people setting people up. It's a problem. And the first point is, it's everyone's responsibility to set everyone up. You have a sister, you have a cousin, you have any relative, you see guys, you think it might work, try it, you have nothing to lose. You dated a girl and you think that that girl isn't for you, so then the first thing you should think is, who is she for? Who could I set her up with? Everyone has a responsibility.
That counts as like the third party.
You could be a third party, why not?
It doesn't have to be like a formal...
Doesn't have to be a shatchan. Any third party could set someone up. It could be Eliezer, Avram's slave. Doesn't matter. Anyone could be the third party. So that's one thing. Now, because it is such a difficult situation, so certain things have started sprouting, and there are many rabbis who encourage them, and there are get-togethers in which a person will say, let's say I know 10 guys and 10 girls, so I'll set up an evening where they all come and they mingle and they get to know one another. Now this can be done in a tzanua fashion or in a not tzanua fashion. If this is done with discotheque or anything short of the tzanua fashion, one may not go there. One should rather sit and count tiles in the Beit Midrash or go out and eat pizza or anything, almost anything, but go to a place like that. But there are places that it is done in a tzanua fashion. There are weekends where it's done in a tzanua fashion, where they have Friday night after prayer, they make sure you get to meet a few girls, and then in the morning you get to meet a few girls, and in the afternoon you get to meet a few girls, and then afterwards you could go out. And that there are many rabbis who approve of. So long as it's done in a tzanua fashion, so guys, you might not have a choice. You might have to attend weekends like this, and you might have to go to get-togethers. And if you're in college in the United States, then you should be a participant in the Hillel, which is hopefully Orthodox, or the Kesher, or the NCSY, whatever it is. You have to be in touch with the Jewish girls, because if you're not going to, then chances are you risk getting hooked up with a non-Jewish girl. Because bottom line, when you're in the world, especially when you're in college, so there's a good possibility you're going to end up brushing against a lot of girls that seem very, very nice and are not Jewish. And you know what? That's not an easy temptation. So a person should try to prevent the problem and ensure that he is part of something Orthodox. Now, going from there to what you're discussing,
which is not a specific situation, it's a sporadic situation. It could be...
I'm getting to that.
What is it, sporadic? It could be a supermarket, it could be anybody, you know?
What?
Supermarket. You know, you're just hanging out and they want your friends.
Okay, so the one... Well, before we start dealing with that specific one, I want to... just point something out. The question was asked, if one is in a place and he sees a girl and he likes the girl. So I think that we have to recognize that you don't yet like the girl. You see a girl that you think potentially you might like. You see things about her that you might like. 99% I can guarantee what you like about her is her looks. So let's be honest.
Wait.
Come on, you gotta let me say something. Eliezer saw Rivka, and he automatically thought this is good for Yitzchak. Sometimes you could see a girl that has excellent traits, seems very nice, seems very intelligent. You could see. I'm not saying it's only that. I'm just saying we should recognize that to say I like someone when I don't know anything about them, we have to ask ourselves first: do I really like this person? What's going on here? And what am I attracted to? Now, practically, assuming that you feel like it makes sense to pursue this issue, and for whatever reason, even if it's looks, you think that you want to pursue it and you want to do it in a tzinua fashion, so I think that you could get someone else to go talk to her. Someone who's intelligent, someone who's going to do it nicely. If you have a rabbi present, you could ask him. If you have an uncle or a cousin or a friend, then you could ask them. The conversation has to be done intelligently, because for a girl to be walking in a strange place and suddenly hear, hey, someone saw you and he thinks he might be interested in getting to know you, would you be interested in giving me your phone number? There's a very good possibility she'll say no, and rightfully so if she's worth anything. So you have to have someone who's smart enough to go and present you nicely and make it interesting for her to want to meet you. And if it can be done in a more nonchalant way, then it might be even better. For example, if you have a friend and he sees who her friend is, and to do it that way, to do it through two third parties, that just might work better. Halachically, it doesn't matter. So long as there's someone else in the middle, as far as I know, that's okay. And if you're in a situation where you feel like this is going to slip through my fingers and there's no one here and it's not possible, so then you could go and talk to yourself. You could. You risk her thinking that you're not right. You risk her telling you no and you're not being able to pursue it. If there is no other way of doing it, then I think it's okay. But I also think that you stand a very, very strong chance of being turned down, and if it's a situation where maybe you're going to be together all Shabbos long, so you're ruining her Shabbos. And yours. You're much better off waiting through the Shabbos and finding a nicer way of doing it. Rav Oren, you have something to add? Okay.
Question. Maybe one thing.
Yeah?
You take just a sample of like 100 good marriages, and you ask them, how many of you guys went up to your wife and just, you know, asked her out without a third party? I think it'll be maybe one. Yeah. Probably zero.
You think it'll be one? I don't think it'll be one.
I think it'll be zero. Right. So, my dad met my mom. What are you talking about?
Yeah, like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, truth is, my in-laws also. My father-in-law saw my mother-in-law dominating.
I actually have a very good friend who just
yeah,
married
yeah.
her, walk up to him and say,
well, that's what I was
going to ask. One word of warning, I've seen this time and again, that especially guys, but also girls, can develop fantasies. People think that, oh, he looked at me that way, he looked at me that way, we always bump into one another, he's always making sure to sit at a table where I could see him, he's always, we end up at the elevator together, we end up at the end of the line together, and suddenly the girl can turn to the guy, and this is, I saw them walking out of the elevator, and the guy walked over to me all scared. After a whole Shabbos that a guy and a girl were together, she told him, they're standing in the elevator leaving, and she says, let's not kid ourselves. We both know what's going on. She says, what? So then she says, what do you mean? Every time you make sure to be with me here and there and da da da. Come on, so let's just exchange phone numbers. And he looked at her and he said, I didn't see it that way. Like, he was nice about it. But like, he said, no. But I didn't want to be too blunt, but it happens more frequently that guys can develop all kinds of thoughts about girls. So I'd be a little careful before I assume that anything's really going on. And if a girl does approach a guy, so you have to think to yourself, does it really make sense? And you are starting on the left foot. Do you want to pursue it? If you think you should pursue it, so what you could do is tell her, look, I think it's a very nice idea. Why don't we do this through a third party? It's nicer. it is the more appropriate way. So I think it is a very good idea, and that way you're also encouraging her, and you're also bringing her to your ballpark, which is very good. Because sometimes when we start playing a game in someone else's ballpark, doing things the way they want, then we have a hard time getting out of it. When you at the onset show her, I want to do things the right way, so then you're showing her this is who I am, and she'll respect you for it. Whereas if you go the other way, so you're always going to be playing catch up because, well, we did this that way, so why don't we do that way? Which is always a hard thing to stop. A person isn't supposed to let it drag him, but it's always difficult.
So what if she comes to you through a third party?
So that's classical. So what's wrong? If she comes through a third party, decide what you want.
It's not always classical.
What? Why not?
See, I'm sorry. Oh, sorry.
On this point or something else? Yeah.
So I can, like, I see a girl, but you can't talk to her.
You're bringing us
back there.
Okay, so I wasn't sure if we should deal with this, but being that you bring it up, we should. The pasuk says in Eo, "Brit karati le'enai uvalet bonen al betula." I've cut a covenant. I've made a pact with my eyes, and I don't look at a virgin. Eov lived at a time, we don't know exactly when it was. Eov is Job. We don't know if he lived at the time of Avraham Avinu, the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, or later on in history. We don't know when Eov exactly was written. There are a few opinions in the Gemara. We don't even know if Eov existed. One opinion says Job never existed, but it has an important message, so it was written. So Eov was a very pious person, very wealthy person, and in his time it was acceptable to marry more than one wife. And he said, I made a covenant with my eyes. I don't even look at a virgin. I don't even look at a girl that's unwed who potentially I might end up marrying, because I might not end up marrying her. And then why should I have looked at a girl who isn't my wife? So guys sometimes who learn this want to be very biased. They show up on dates and they're looking at their pants the whole date. And after like 10 minutes, the girl feels very uncomfortable, unless she also knows about this and she's of the same opinion. So if you recall, we discussed that there's seeing and there's looking at. And halachically, we're not allowed to look at a girl. We're allowed to see a girl. Meaning, there's looking with intent, there's taking in what the person looks like, and then there's just seeing. We all see one another. We don't look with intent to see ways, saying, did he get new glasses? Did he get a haircut? Is he shaved this morning? We don't look that way. When you look at a girl and take in how she looks, that's not proper. That's not right. So that's just as an introduction, because it seems like guys have a lot of questions on this point. There really shouldn't be that many questions on this point. That's just to begin. Now, the next point is that the only reason it would make sense to approach a girl is if you really think that something might come of it, and you have to be pretty convinced that that you've seen enough that it makes sense for you to go out with her. I have a friend who goes to his grandparents for Shabbos very often, and over there there are a lot of grandparents who daven in the same shul. They say that this is a shul where the attendance rate goes down every week. That's the joke they make about this shul. So you have about 150 grandparents sitting and davening shachris together. And every Shabbos after davening, they see this fine young man, and they come over to him and they tell him, you know, I have a granddaughter. And he says, gee, that's great. I just made it off parole for the third time. I've been dying to go out with a girl. Could you get me her number? What's the point? They see him with a nicely cut suit, clean shaven, with a haircut. Seems like a good Jewish boy. And he's saying, basically, he's got no respect. He should learn to be a more respectful person. But his point is well taken. His point is, what do you see about me that you think I match for your granddaughter? That I wear pants and she wears a skirt? You don't know much else. So why exactly do you want to set me up with your granddaughter? So that's a word of warning to all of you guys. Many guys have gotten burnt very badly from pursuing a relationship just on the surface. I would strongly recommend, which is what we answered the question last time, that's why I don't know if you remember, we did address it last time you brought it up. If you see a girl that you think should interest you, then usually you're in a location where there are people who know you and there are people who know her. And you would do wise to go and find someone who could check out who this girl is, where she's coming from, where she's going to. I have a friend who's a very nice looking, very clean cut guy, and he works as a photographer. And every simcha he goes to, he gets read many, many girls, because people see him and he looks very impressive, but they have no clue who he is. And just like you guys think, oh, I see her, she looks interesting, by the same token, people see him and they think they could set him up. People have gotten set up with terrible, terrible dates this way. And when I say terrible, I don't mean terrible necessarily that I married an axe murderer. That's not what I mean. But you could get set up with all kinds of situations that you don't want to enter and you won't know how to get out of. I could sit here all night telling you stories about guys who had to spend a lot of time getting out of situations by doing that. I can tell you about the guy who had to change his cell phone number because he was being I can tell you about the guy who had to change his email address and change his job webpage and the email address on there and still was being chased. There are all kinds of not nice stories that go on. It makes a lot of sense, and not even religiously, just logically, to find out who the girl is before you do that. But yes, an answer to your question, if you do see a girl, and after all that you do think that it makes sense to pursue finding out who this girl is without doing any more research, which is very, very highly unrecommended, then you could tell Jeff, could you please go and see if you could help me out here. Yeah.
What to do when in doubt?
That one? No,
let's talk on that one-on-one. Give anyone else interested. That's a fair question. Yeah.